Al Jazeera's journalist Shireen Abu Akleh in the occupied West Bank shot dead. Ramallah, occupied West Bank. Israeli forces have shot dead Al Jazeera's journalist Shireen Abu Akleh in the occupied West Bank, according to witnesses and the Palestinian Health Ministry. Abu Akleh, a long-time TV correspondent for Al Jazeera Arabic, was killed on Wednesday while covering Israeli army raids in the city of Jenin in the northern occupied West Bank. She was rushed to a hospital in Jenin in critical condition, where she was declared dead shortly after at 7:15 a.m. 4:15 Greenwich Mean Time, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Abu Akleh was wearing a press vest and was standing with other journalists when she was killed. Another Al Jazeera journalist, Ali Al-Samaudi, was also wounded by a bullet in the back at the scene. He is now in stable condition. The head of the medicine department at Al-Najah University in Nablus confirmed that Abu Akleh was shot in the head. He said that her body was transferred for an autopsy based on an order from the public prosecution. Abu Akleh's body was carried out of the university, coated in a Palestinian flag, after which he will be taken to the Istihari Hospital in Ramallah. An official funeral will be held for her tomorrow morning at the Palestinian Residency headquarters in Ramallah. No confrontations. Al-Samaudi and other journalists at the scene said there were no Palestinian fighters present when the journalists were shot, directly disputing an Israeli statement referencing the possibility that it was Palestinian fire. "We were going to film the Israeli army operation and suddenly they shot us without asking us to leave or stop filming," said Al-Samaudi. "The first bullet hit me and the second bullet hit Shireen. There was no Palestinian military resistance at all at the scene." Satha Anansha, a local journalist who was standing next to Abu Akleh when she was shot, also told Al Jazeera that there had been no confrontations between Palestinian fighters and the Israeli army. She said the group of journalists had been directly targeted. "We were four journalists, we were all wearing vests, all wearing helmets," Hanashia said. The Israeli occupation army did not stop firing even after she collapsed. "I couldn't even extend my arm to pull her because of the shots being fired. The army was adamant on shooting to kill." The details of Abu Akleh's killing are still emerging, but videos of the incident show that she was shot in the head, said Al Jazeera's Nida Ibrahim. "What we know for now is that the Palestinian Health Ministry has announced her death." Shireen Abu Akleh was covering the events unfolding in Jenin, specifically an Israeli raid on the city, which is north of the occupied West Bank, when she was hit by a bullet to the head, Ibrahim said, speaking from the Palestinian city of Ramallah. In her last email to the network, Abu Akleh sent a message to Al Jazeera's Ramallah bureau at 6:13 a.m., 3:13 Greenwich Mean Time, in which she wrote, "Occupation forces stormed Jenin and besieged a house in the Jabriyat neighborhood. On the way there, I'll bring you news as soon as picture becomes clear." Separately, on Wednesday in the occupied West Bank, the Palestinian Health Ministry said an 18-year-old Palestinian, Terry Mislet Yazuri, was shot dead by Israeli forces in the town of Al-Bira near the illegal settlement of Sagot. Shock and grief. Abu Akleh, who was a dual Palestinian-American national, was one of Al Jazeera's first field correspondents, joining the network in 1997. Grief and sorrow filled the Al Jazeera offices in downtown Ramallah as the news quickly spread and dozens of colleagues, fellow journalists, friends and Palestinian figures poured in, including Palestinian politicians Hanan Asrawi and Khalida Jarar. Palestinian MP Khalida Jarar said that Abu Akleh was the voice of Palestinians and was killed by the monstrosity of Israeli colonialism and occupation. "Shireen was always my voice from the prison cells," Jarar told Al Jazeera, adding that a month into her last detention by Israel, Shireen was the first person she saw at her court hearings. "Shireen was her voice. It is unbelievable," It's a crime. It is all clear, intentional and direct targeting. She was targeted. It is clear, said Jarar. The Palestinian presidency condemned the killing, saying in a statement that it holds the Israeli occupation responsible. Palestinian Authority, PA, government spokesperson Ibrahim Melheim described it as a comprehensive crime committed against a well-known journalist. The killing was deliberate. There will be an autopsy by Palestinian medics, which will be followed by a report including all the details of the killing, Melheim told Al Jazeera. However, all the witnesses present at the scene of the crime ensures that it was an Israeli sniper that committed the crime in a deliberate way. Yair Lapid, the Israeli foreign minister, said Tel Aviv was offering a joint pathological investigation into Abu Akleh's sad death. He added that journalists must be protected in conflict zones. One of Abu Akleh's former colleagues, Mohammed Hawash, who know her for more than 25 years, said she was a real journalist. Shireen was a professional and unbiased journalist who conveyed the reality and events as they are, Hawash, 70, told Al Jazeera. Palestine TV correspondent Christine Rinavi, who was often with Abu Akleh in the field of Jerusalem, said the late reporter was a professor in the world of journalism.